Hello there, and welcome once again to this Nightonians podcast. This is On Location with Martin Jorgensen, and I am indeed Martin Jorgensen, your host for this show. Today we're going to cover traveling and shooting. I have just returned from a trip to Florida with my family a couple of weeks, and during that trip I have of course shot an immense lot of pictures. I honestly don't know really how many, but I could probably find out, and it's several thousand, I would guess. So what I will do today is just cover issues that I think about when traveling, the gear that I brought, and thoughts about shooting while traveling, the difference between traveling for shooting and traveling while shooting, and every aspect that I can think of regarding travel and photography. First of all, I'm going to go through my gear, the stuff that I brought, because in many cases people ask what you bring for a trip like that. And honestly, I bring as much as possible all the time. I try to take everything I can imagine that I will need. Of course, there are things that I leave at home, which I will cover shortly, but let me first of all just run through what I have brought. I have it laid out in front of me, and I'm going to shoot a few pictures of it while talking here, because it's a good way of documenting what I have. And of course, I brought my Nikon cameras. I have two as it is right now, a D200 and a D40, which I bought used as a backup and just to have as a second camera, just in case. But I have actually been surprised how much I use that camera. It's a very small, handy, neat camera, and when equipped with my Sigma 10-20, it's a perfect walk-around, snapshot, family vacation, whatever type of camera. I've used it a lot more than I thought I would. That also covers, of course, that I brought my Sigma 10-20mm lens, which is a lens that I really love a lot and use quite a lot. On the D200, as a standard, I mount my 17-55mm f2.8, which is a great all-round lens and a lens of really, really high quality. And apart from that, I brought my 70-200 VR f2.8. I know some people consider that a very heavy lens to travel with, but honestly, I think the quality of the images and the versatility of the lens really compensates for the weight. And looking at my pile here, it's not really the big thing. The cameras are definitely bigger, and all the other stuff I brought also fills in the back. So, I brought the 70-200. I wouldn't miss it. Apart from that, I brought my fisheye, newly acquired fisheye. It's so small and compact that it really doesn't matter much whether I bring it or not. And on top of that, a teleconverter for the 70-200. Which is a 1.7 factor teleconverter that I use, intended to use for bird shoots and similar. Of course, I brought a ton of memory cards, batteries, and other things that I thought I'd need. Photography-wise, I first of all put a polarizer in my bag. It's a 77mm, which goes on all the lenses that I brought. They're all 77mm, so that's practical. I also brought an angle finder. I didn't use it on the way, but I know it's a thing that I like to have when I take pictures. I also did bring a small compact point-and-shoot camera. Sometimes it's really nice just to be able to put something in your pocket and just go. This is a 7-megapixel, actually it's an 8-megapixel, and I must admit it's a Canon, it's a power shot, but I'm sure that equally good cameras are found in the Nikon arsenal. As I said, tons of batteries and memory cards, cleaning gear, an Nikonian's fiber cloth for cleaning the cameras and the optics, and other types of fiber cloths, a rocket blower, Giotti, to clean the the sensors if I get dust on the sensors, and lids and covers for all the lenses, and I brought my two SB800s. Actually, I should have left one at home, but I thought if I got the need for two, I would surely miss them. So I brought both of them. And all that actually fit into my bag, which is a crumbler backpack type of thing. I also did bring a monopod, and that was in my luggage. So and with the monopod also a couple of quick leases that I used to snap the cameras on and off. I covered the use of the monopod and the way that works in my previous podcast from the Corkscrew Swamp. As I said, the monopod went into the check-in luggage, mostly because I don't think security would like a monopod in my handbag, that is. But all the rest went into the handbag. I definitely do not want to leave camera gear in my checked-in luggage, because I have had very bad experiences with having things stolen out of the check-in luggage on trips, camera gear and exposed film and what have you. So after that, I have put everything regarding photography in my handbag or in my carry-on bag. One more thing that I brought on the carry-on bag was my laptop computer, which I also brought so that I would be able to offload the pictures and get backups of the pictures and just check out whether I got what I needed or not. So that was quite a heavy carry-on bag I got in the end there, but it actually fits quite well in the bag, and I've done this quite a number of times now. And I have never had problems, apart from the fact that I almost always get an extra security check because of all the gear that I have, which in most cases encompasses that I have to turn on my laptop, show them that the cameras are in working condition, that they have pictures on them or can take pictures, and I have to unpack, or some of the airport security people unpack my bag and check all the lenses and everything. But I've gotten used to that. I get to the airport in good time and make sure that I have time for these extra security checks. So just as a precaution, I always get there in good time. Well, the shooting there was a lot of fun, of course. We went to Florida, nice weather, lots of things to shoot, and I will return to that in the slideshow that accompanies this podcast, because this podcast will not have pictures from my talk here as such, but actually feature pictures from the trip itself with comments. So let me talk about what I did when I was shooting and after I shot. In most cases, I actually just brought one of the cameras, depending on what I needed. In one case, I brought them both, but mostly I was just toting around one of them. Depending on the situation, in most snapshot-like situations, I would bring the small D40 with the 10-20mm, which covers most of the snapshot situations with the family that I can imagine. But sometimes, for instance, walking around Key West or walking in Corkscrew Swamp up around Naples and places like that, I would bring a lot of gear, more than just one camera, and exchange lenses and what have you. I would bring all the memory cards and just fill up memory cards and take out and put in a new one. After returning in the evening to the RV, we were driving around in a big RV, I would empty the cards onto the computer and just create a folder for the day and just put all the pictures from that day into the same folder. Check out that I had what I needed, and then tuck the card away use the new one in the cameras. I would also check the batteries in the cameras, make sure that they were charged, and I did bring a charger that actually plugged into the dashboard of the car. Sometimes you can get converters that can use 12 volts and convert them to 110 or 220, whatever you need. So that can be very convenient. We also had access to normal currents at several locations, at which point I would charge all the batteries and make sure that I had enough current for a couple of days of shooting. But anyways, I did bring a ton of cell batteries for the flashes and the small camera, which were charged from home, so that I was ready to go. The only thing that I noticed regarding the offloading of the pictures was actually that I forgot to set my cameras to the local time zone, which means that I would have a date change in the middle of the day, which was pretty stupid. And the next time I go on one of these trips abroad, I need to remember to reset the time on the camera so that the dates actually are right, because all my pictures were recorded on Danish time and they were taken on Florida time. And now when I look through them, I can't use the time for anything meaningful because it's offset about 5 or 6 hours. I know that there are batch utilities which can remedy that, and I'm going to find one and just redate and timestamp all the pictures according to the local time zone where I shot them, so that I can actually sort them accordingly. That's quite important because I use the date and time a lot for establishing the where and when of my pictures. One thing that I definitely would do differently on a trip like this, where I couldn't offload pictures every day because, as I said, we were in an RV and I didn't always have access to my laptop because of the lack of batteries and the lack of a place to plug it in. And that meant actually that I ran out of memory card space at one point, which is really annoying, because then I have to delete pictures off the memory cards. And there's one thing I hate is it's deleting pictures off the memory cards when I don't know for sure that they're actually saved properly on the laptop. So I spent more time than I wanted to going through the laptop, checking out pictures before I deleted them from my memory cards. I brought many, many gigabytes of memory card space, but since I shoot both RAW and JPEG in both cameras, I eat up memory cards quite fast, and I'm definitely going to get myself a couple of 4 gigabyte memory cards to supplement my bunch here. They're really running cheap now, and it's stupid not to. And as I said, I wasted some time there. So what I want to accomplish is actually being able to shoot for a couple of weeks intensely and not having to delete any pictures from any memory cards. Just take a fresh memory card and put the filled memory card away, and just being able to have 2 copies of everything, one on the laptop and one on the memory card. Well, anyways, it all went well. We got a ton of pictures. We had a great time. I managed to go fishing as I wanted to. I managed to go to the hospital, which I can't recommend anybody to do in the US unless they have a good credit card. I managed to get blisters on my feet, as it is when you're a tourist in a new place. You walk around and do a lot of things and have a lot of fun. I did get a ton of good pictures, and I'm going to run you through some of them, as I said, in the slideshow that I will do. It will be kind of a vacation slideshow. You can get to see my family and see a bit of what we experienced. Okay, I think that about sums it up. Let me just finish off here with a couple of tips that I wrote down as just to remind myself of the fact that they're really handy. One thing is, I used creating a new folder on the D200 quite a lot. A new folder can be created by just holding down the button on the back of the camera with the key symbol, which is usually used to lock a picture. If you hold that down while turning on the camera, it will actually create a new folder. So when I was messing around with all these pictures, deleted new old pictures and everything, it was quite handy to have a new folder for the shoot of the day, so that when I got back, I knew what to copy and what not to copy again. Another thing that I noticed is, of course, you don't carry around all the stuff all the time, so finding somewhere to temporarily store what you don't need, like the couple of flashes, the monopod, whatever you have, is always nice. And I actually had a drawer in this RV, in the back of this RV, where I put all the stuff that I didn't need, so that I only had the absolutely necessities in my backpack when I went out. extra batteries and stuff like that, you might not need it. So leave it back when, in this case, in the RV or in your hotel room or the house you rented or whatever. It's nice to get access to the web once in a while. That's really nice when you bring a laptop, and we did that. That enables you to post a few pictures, just check your mail and whatever. It's always recommendable. I like to just touch bases with my web activities once or twice a week, because I know that it just piles up when I don't. So whenever I went into a cafe or a hotel or something like that, I made sure to check whether they had wireless access or not. One thing that I always emphasize when I go shooting abroad is to shoot everyday items and everyday scenes. It's like when you go on a vacation, you tend to focus on two things, like your family in this case, where I went with the family, and the sights, the stuff that you see, the touristy stuff. In the case where I go fishing, I tend to take pictures of fishing, and the same thing probably applies if you go bird watching or whatever. But when I get home, or back in the old days when I got home, I sometimes regretted that I didn't take pictures of signs and shops and streets and traffic jams and buildings and what have you. Things that were just quite everyday and normal, but when you compare to what we see here in Denmark, for instance, are absolutely not normal. In the US, things are bigger in many ways. There's a lot more traffic. The roads are bigger. There's signs all over the place. One thing that I want to take some time to shoot the next time that I'm there are actually post boxes in front of people's houses. They're just a subject all unto themselves. In Florida, people have post boxes, like letterboxes, which are shaped like fish and flamingos and dolphins and alligators and what have you. And there, you could spend days shooting letterboxes in front of people's houses. Shoot whatever fascinates you. Remember to shoot the plain and banal things too, and you will get a lot of nice pictures from your holiday. Well, I think that about sums up today's podcast. This is Martin Jorgensen from the podcast On Location with Martin Jorgensen. You can drop me a mail at the address onlocation@nikonians.org, or you can go into the podcast feedback forums and post a message there, and I will look at that. And hopefully we will soon open the new podcast section on the website for comments, and you will be able to comment directly under each posting of a new podcast. But until then, use the other means and have a nice time, and remember to go out and shoot a lot of everyday pictures. Goodbye.